you for coming, everybody.
Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, put your hands together. Come on, put them together like this. Yes. Come on, y'all. We're going to take everything that the devil knows.
Keep him my joy. Keep him my peace.
the devil's head. Yeah, that's it. Come on, make the devil mad. Stop on his head. Let him know you're going to get your job. And you want it all back. I mean everything. You might as well go on and praise him. See, some of y'all going to get the stuff. You're not playing. You're going to get it. You're going to get it.
Ministry, and I am your radio host, Sister Wanda J. Burnside. And as I was listening to our opening today, just listening to none other than evangelist Dorinda Clark Cole, and as she was saying those words, my spirit sort of began to just rise up out of the pit that I just fell in. Oh, yes, I was in a pit, and I came up out of that pit because I heard her say, I want it all back. Everything that the devil has stolen, I want it back. And I want to thank the Lord for those words that she sung to us, because we have to declare what we want back from the Lord, and we have to tell the devil, enough is enough. I want back what you took from me. So I'm just saying thank you, Lord, for that. I'm praising the Lord for our special day. It's Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to the men that are listening today to Restore, Restore Radio Station. And I want to thank the Lord for my co-host that's been so dedicated to serve each season, which now we are in season 6, and I thank God for co-host and my news anchor, Arthur Ramel T. Lee. Good evening to you.
Good evening, Wanda J. Burnside. God bless you.
Thank you so much, and you heard me say it right. I fell into a pit. I was walking along, Sister Lee, and you know how the devil tried to do blindside you, and I was all pepped up for the radio program. And then something just like, boom, I tripped there. But when I heard the saints of God gathered this evening to our program, that's okay, that's all right. The Lord is here. He's going to bless us. And I also want to thank God for our newly appointed prayer ministry leader, none other than Sister Michelle Barnes. Also, she serves us as our moderator. Good evening, Sister Burns.
Good evening, Wanda J. Burnside. Good evening, Restore, Restore listening audience.
Amen. Do you believe that the Lord can restore you, Ramel and Sister Burns?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Oh, yes, yes.
Every
we declare day. That, right. He will restore, restore.
Yes,
can
he
you
will.
Say that? Restore, restore.
Restore, restore. Restore.
Amen, amen, amen. I want to also thank the Lord for Sister Beverly Black Johnson, who is the CEO and founder of the Tribe Family Network and Gombo for the Soul. She is a woman that has blessed us time and time again with many platforms. She's opened the door for many doors. She's been there with us from the beginning. So to you, Sister Beverly Black Johnson, we love you. We thank God for you. And this evening is a special evening because we have the pastor. Oh, yeah, restore, restore. See, we love you, listeners. We love you. We're only going to present the very best. Isn't that right, Sister Lee?
That's right. That's right.
And we have a special Father's Day gift for all of our men and women that have gathered this evening. And so for you that are listening, we have a leading pastor in the Detroit area that has traveled around the world. And he's with us tonight. And who is this wonderful, outstanding man of God, Sister Lee?
Reverend Dr. Randolph Thomas.
And he is the pastor of your church that you
That's
have been
right.
affiliated with for, what, over 60 years?
Oh, yes.
And
right.
The name of that glorious church, victorious church, is?
The Greater Bethlehem Missionary Baptist Church in Southwest Detroit.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And those of you that are listening, you know, we might be not going to church. We might be quarantined, all kind of conditions. But the man of God is with us tonight. Let's shout hallelujah.
Praise
the
Lord.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. The man of God is going to speak with us tonight. I am grateful that he is with us. He's going to talk to us a special Father's Day message. I have a special request to all the listeners. Please let us all lift up our men that are in our life because we love them, our husbands, our brothers, our uncles, our fathers, our, uncles, the nephews, the cousins. The men that's in our
yes,
life, let's
Lord,
show
yes,
them
Lord.
We appreciate them, and let's show them that we care for them. I want to thank the Lord for my husband, Simi Lee Burnside, Jr., who is one of the sponsors of Restore, Restore Radio Station. And also, I would like to say tonight, this program is in memory of my beloved brother, Elder Roger Minor Palm, who served us as our ministry leader of
yes,
Restore,
Lord.
Restore. He's gone home to be with the Lord.
Yes.
He left us last year, but we thank God for his work that he planted here in Restore, Restore. And last year at this time, he was on Restore, Restore. And see, life can change, but
yes,
we thank God for his work, his labor, and we thank him for his concern in this ministry. And at this time, I'm going to turn over this portion of our program to Sister Ramel T. Lee, and she's going to lead us into breaking news. And those of you that are listening, our breaking news is different than the breaking news you listen to. Yes, listeners, ours is different because we talk about how we want the Lord to bless, how we want the Lord to deliver, how we want the Lord to restore. Isn't
yes,
that
Lord.
Right, ladies?
Absolutely. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
We are about restoring, restore. So we know what's going on in our world today. Oh, we have a whole lot of restoration that needs to go forth. So with this time, Sister Lee, bring us the breaking news. Thank you.
All right. I'd like to say to our radio listening audience, good evening to each and every one of you. Happy Father's Day to all the dads. Restore, Restore would like to take this opportunity to wish all the dads a wonderful Father's Day across this nation and around the world. God bless our radio listening audience as they remember dads on this special day, June 21st, 2020. Juneteenth is known as Freedom Day or Jubilee Day. Juneteenth, June 19th, was first celebrated in Texas on that date in 1865, when General Major Gordon Granger arrived in Galveston, Texas, and read a federal order abolishing the institution of slavery in the state under the terms of 1862 Emancipation Proclamation. Sympathy announcements. Fred Curley Neal, whose dazzling dribbles made him one of the most well-known members of the beloved Harlem Globetrotters traveling basketball team, died at his home on June the 4th at the age of 77. Bonnie Pointer, founding member of the Grammy-winning group, the Pointer Sisters, died at 69 on June the 8th at her home in Los Angeles. The Pointer Sisters are known for these hits, I'm So Excited, Fire, He's So Shy, Jump to My Love, and other songs. Gene Kennedy Smith, a former diplomat and the last surviving sibling of President John F. Kennedy, died on June the 18th, 2020. She was 92. In 1974, Gene Kennedy Smith founded Very Special Arts, a nonprofit organization affiliated with the Kennedy Center that provides arts and education opportunities for people with disabilities. She received the Presidential Medal of Freedom from President Barack Obama in 2011 for her work with VSA organization. Happy birthday, President Donald J. Trump, our 45th President of the United States, on June the 14th. Happy birthday to poet Yvette Wilburn, June 13th. Beverly Black Johnson, June the 16th. CEO and founder of the Tribe Family Channel and Gumbo for the Soul. Christine V. Mitchell of the UK, June the 23rd. Twins Annette Lee and Janette Lovely on June the 28th. Mrs. Annette Lee is my sister-in-law. We are praying for Miss Michelle Touchstone, Mrs. Beatrice Broadneck, Mr. Daniel Gardner, Mrs. Darlene Gardner, poet Yvette Wilburn, Dr. Mary Edwards, Mr. Donald Brooks, missionary Anita Hudgens. And that ends our new segment on Restore, Restore.
Praise the Lord, Sister Lee, for giving us that information on Restore, Restore. We have a list of prayers, needs, and if you are in our audience and you have prayer needs and you say, I wish somebody would pray over me. I need to be restored. I'm broken. I'm hurt. And I heard Sister Lee call out those names. I wish my name was on there. Well, let me give you a scripture, and we are going to go right into prayer. I'm reading to you from Psalms 55, verse 22. Cast thy burdens upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. So for those of you that are right now asking the Lord to touch you, that scripture again is Psalms 55, 22. Cast thy burdens upon the Lord. And for those of you that are listening, you're wondering, what does cast mean? That means just throw it away, get it away, release it, let it go. I was on Facebook, and I was thinking about many things, and the Lord just had me to put down, release it, let it go. So cast your burdens unto the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. I'm excited about that. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Oh, I thank God, I thank God, I thank God that we can thank him for that. So at this time, I'm going to ask that our prayer be led by our prayer minister, Mrs. Michelle Barnes.
Yes, oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Heavenly
you,
Father, we thank you for allowing us to come together once again on Restore, Restore.
Yes,
for we
Lord.
Know it is only because of your grace and mercy that we
yes.
are here today. We
yes,
thank you, Lord, for our fathers listening tonight and young future
oh, thank
fathers.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And
yes,
we give them a special blessing on this Father's Day.
Amen.
Lord, we stand united in our prayer. We
Hallelujah.
Know the prayer that you have given us, Psalms 23, the Lord's Prayer, for
yes.
and the 91st Psalms, for which we pray without fear, knowing thou I though I walk through the shadow of death.
Oh, yes,
I feel
yes
no
Lord.
Evil.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Lord, we continue to pray a fervent
thank you,
prayer
Jesus.
And believing that we shall have the victory that only you can provide.
Oh, thank
we
you,
shall
Lord.
Not be victims, but have the victory against any evildoer that sets out to harm us.
Yes, Lord.
We thank
yes.
you, Lord, this and all the many blessings that we are praying for. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We
I
are praying this in Jesus'
Ephesians
name.
6 and 18 from someone in Texas. And they wanted me to let the listeners know that we have to stay reminded and read our scriptures to stay empowered and ready. All right? Ephesians 6 and 18. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Lord. We're going to read that. We're getting a lot of words. You're getting fed, Restore, Restore, listeners.
Yes.
You are
yes.
being fed tonight. You got scriptures. Listen, Sister Byron, she called off Psalms 23, Psalms 91, and Ephesians again.
6:18.
And I started off with Psalms 55 and 22. So all of you that are listening tonight, you are being fed with these words. And that is the Spirit of the Lord that's speaking
you,
out
Lord.
To you. That yeah. is the Spirit of the Lord
Hallelujah.
Speaking out to you. And I
thank
like
you,
this,
Jesus.
And I'm going to turn it on. I'm reading here in Psalms, a song for the distressed. How many of y'all are distressed? That means you messed up. You upset, tangled up, tied up. I'm distressed. I can't make
yes,
it.
Lord.
I'm telling you, I'm about ready to throw the towel in. And when I throw the towel, I'm going with the towel. But listen. It's a psalm just for us that's distressed. And
yes.
this is a psalm. I'm just going to read one part. This is Psalm 56. 56 and verse
Alrighty.
3. What time I am afraid, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? I will
oh
trust
my.
In thee.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, I love that. What time? Morning time, night time, afternoon time, lunch time, breakfast time. All them times you have a place you can go. What
yes,
time?
Lord.
What time? That's what the third verse. I like that. There's
oh
only
my.
Two words. What time? That's powerful. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, my.
Hallelujah, Jesus. What time?
Thank
what
you,
time?
Jesus.
I'm distressed. I will what? Trust in thee.
Yes,
breakfast
Lord.
Breakfast time, lunch time, party time, happy time, birthday time. No matter what time, I'm going to trust in the Lord. At this time, we're going to move on in our program. So tonight on Restore, Restore, fathers, men, if you feel like I'm under pressure of this, what is that? Oh, so you remember. What time? Work time.
What time?
Woo! Hallelujah. What time? What time? What time? I'm distressed. I'm all mixed up, messed up, tangled up. I and when I'm all bewildered, what time? I am afraid. Okay, I know you macho, macho man, but remember, we come to a point sometime it's bigger than us. But at that time when you're afraid, I will what? Trust in thee. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. At this time, Sister Lee is going to introduce our speaker. We can't wait to hear what God has for us in her dear pastor that is going to speak to us tonight. Sister Lee, please introduce our guest speaker.
All right, I'm going to read my pastor's bio. Reverend Dr. Randolph Thomas, pastor of the Greater Bethlehem Missionary Baptist Church for the past 40 years in Detroit, Michigan. He worked faithfully with his pastor, the Reverend Lawrence Thomas Sr., and home church, the New Bethlehem Missionary Baptist Church, from the beginning of his ministerial call in 1967. Through regeneration, Reverend Randolph Thomas acquired a born-again degree at an early age, and through preparation and study, a Bachelor of Bible Study degree and a Doctor of Divinity degree from the Urban Bible Institute of Detroit, Michigan. He has an honorary Doctor of Divinity degree from Selma University in Selma, Alabama. Presently serves as moderator, Mount Pilgrim Baptist District Association, past service, president, Baptist Pastors Fellowship of Detroit and Vicinity, president, Downriver Interdenominational Ministerial Alliance, treasurer, Downriver Interdenominational Ministerial Alliance, First Vice Moderator, Mount Pilgrim Baptist District Alliance, Assistant Secretary, Wolverine State Baptist Convention, Pastor, Mount Calvary Missionary Baptist Church, Ypsilanti, Michigan, for 3 years, Moderator and Vice Moderator, Second Exodus Baptist Church, Baptist District Association, Congress President, Second Exodus Baptist District Association, Pastor Greater Prince of Peace Missionary Baptist Church, River Rouge, Michigan, for 5 years. The Lord has blessed Reverend Dr. Randolph Thomas to travel nationally and internationally, preaching, teaching, and studying in Israel, Jerusalem, Bethlehem, Jordan, Germany, Greece, Korea, and Egypt. Reverend Thomas and wife, First Lady June Thomas, have been married for over 50 years. They have 3 adult children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. At this time, it is an honor and a privilege to present my pastor, Reverend Randolph Thomas, to Restore, Restore, and we thank God for our host, Mrs. Wanda J. Burnside, and our Restore, Restore team and our listening audience tonight. Pastor Randolph Thomas, greetings to you.
God bless you, and thank you, Sister Romeo Lee. I am certainly honored and blessed to be a part of Restore, Restore, and this week.
Amen.
I'm blessed. I praise God for you. To the host, Wanda Burnside.
Praise the Lord.
You, Sister Lee, we love you and we thank God for you. And we ask that you pray with us as we begin to share with you a few things the Lord has just placed on our heart.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
I want you all to know I feel like I'm in great company.
Hallelujah.
Because the introduction that I've heard as Restore, Restore is concerned about mankind being restored by
yes,
the word of God. And,
yes,
we know that only through God's word can we be restored back to that place that
yes,
God
yes.
intended for us. Amen. I'm thankful, and I ask that you just pray with me. Listen, I thank you. The topic that we were given was man and father. The topic was given to me in what I perceive to be divine order.
Yes, Lord.
Allah calls manhood should precede fatherhood.
Yes.
In other words, have great fathers, the male must first become a man, and then from manhood into fatherhood.
Mm-hmm.
And when divine order is interrupted, the peace is interrupted. And as a result, we have too many fathers that have first not become men. And as I look to the Word of God, what I discovered is that when you talk about fatherhood, the best way to perceive fatherhood is in the light of who our Heavenly Father is.
Yes.
Now, when you look at that, amen, that our Heavenly Father created man to be mankind to become happy. When you want to develop and seriously what a father should be like, we have to see in the light of our Heavenly Father here.
Yes.
And what he is. The scripture that was mentioned during the prayer is Psalm 23. And in Psalm 23, we get the best picture of the Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
And for man to become the best father that we can be, it must be seen in the light of who our Heavenly Father is.
Yes.
Yes.
In Psalm 23, we see God the Father.
Yes.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Lord is my shepherd.
The shepherd is the overseer, and the father is an overseer. And then the psalmist says, the Lord is my shepherd, then he says, I shall not want, because the Lord, our Heavenly Father, provides for us.
Yes.
And then that's the second role of the father. He is the provider. The provider. The rest of the psalm says this: He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake.
Yes,
so
Lord.
The Heavenly Father, that's the overseer and the provider, He's now a leader.
Yes, Lord.
And then it says He leads me into green pasture, beside still waters, and restore soul.
Yes.
So then, Heavenly Father, who is the overseer, provider, and the leader, is also one that provides soul food. And the food for the soul is the Word of God. And then it
says,
and we know the psalm, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear not.
Yes, Lord. That means
the Heavenly Father is now our protector. And then it says His rod and staff comforts us. So the Heavenly Father, who is our overseer, guider, our leader, our protector, He also provides comfort for us, anointing our head with oil.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. And then our cup is removed. And then lastly, it says, surely goodness and mercy
is
going to follow me all the days of my life. What is he talking about? He's talking about his loving kindness.
Thank you.
To be a father, you have to be a provider, a leader, a comforter, a protector, and one that does it in a loving and a kind manner. not a harsh matter, not a rough matter, not a tough matter, but a lovingly kind matter.
Yes, Lord.
We see our Heavenly Father, and we see what fatherhood is really all about. So
yeah.
Jesus said, when we pray, he said, pray our Father.
Our Father.
But our Father, you know, not trying to overlook what some call political correct, but I'd rather be biblically correct. He says, when we pray, pray our Father.
Our Father.
So, today I want to suggest that fatherhood is seen best in the light of who our Heavenly Father is and what our Heavenly Father is to us. Amen.
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 Yeah. Amen.
Scripture says, that's why I say I'm in good company. The scripture says in 2 Corinthians 6 and 18, the Lord says, after he talks to his people about coming out from among them and being separate, he says, and I will be a father. This is what God says, I will be a father to you.
Yes.
And ye shall be sons and daughters to me, says the Almighty God. So God says, I'll be your father. So our Heavenly Father is the best example. I thank God. I thank
God
for the respect that we give towards our fathers. But I want to suggest that that we're at our best and our children are at our best and our wives are at our best when they can see the real man. Because the real man will honor his head, who is God.
Yes,
if
Mama.
Honors his head, then and respect his head, then there's no problem for children to respect him as they see him respecting who his head is. No problem for a wife respecting her husband when she see he respects who his head is.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
So at best, fatherhood is seen its best in the light of who and what our Heavenly Father is to us.
Praise the Lord.
That there's some dialogue in this as well. I just sort of catch my breath a minute and just say, can I get the witness back here? Amen. So now, as we look at this from the Bible, from the Word of God, which restores us, the Bible has much to say about the Heavenly Father to encourage us. David is talking to his son Solomon, and we know Solomon. In the book of 1 Kings chapter 2, he's talking to his son Solomon, who God gives him wisdom. Amen. And David says to his son, as he's quoting his deathbed, he says, I'm on my way back to the earth. And he says to his son, he says, in that second verse, he says, I go my way of the earth. Be thou strong, therefore, and show thyself a man. He says to him, keep the charge of God, the commandments of God. Walk in his ways. Keep his statutes. Keep his commandments.
Yes, Lord.
As it is written in the laws of Moses, that thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest, and whatsoever thou turnest thy way. He said that the Lord may continue his word which he spake concerning to me. His promise, what he says to me, if thy children would take heed, therefore, and walk before me in truth, with all of their hearts and with all of their soul, he says, there shall not fail thee a man on the throne of Israel. He says, if you show yourself to be a man and teach your children how to be respectful and show them what respect really is,
Yes.
He says God will then always have provide a man to be on the throne of Israel. If we look at this, God is saying, I bless you with men in leadership. But it has to begin where we were taught charity begins at home.
Yes.
Amen. Show yourself a man. And he says God would keep his promise and that there would always be a man on the throne.
Yes.
So God provides even in leadership from our house all the way to government power.
Oh my.
Men would be on the throne that would honor God, respect God, amen, and that they will give themselves to the way of God and lead the people in the way of God. That's the kind of leadership that we need among us, and we pray so hard for on Father's Day. We pray so hard for that men will show themselves that they can become fathers and that our nation can be led by such men.
Oh my
right. God, he promised to bless through that train, that he will bless through that way as we start at the base of our home and men walking, as David said to his son Solomon, show yourself to be
show
me.
Yourself.
I believe that our young people need to see men being men and standing up. Fathers really being stepping to the plate, as we said in the Psalms, being overseers, being providers, being leaders, being protectors, amen, and providing for the comfort of their family, amen, through loving kindness.
Yes,
this
Lord.
Is what is so needed today. When Moses spoke in the book of Deuteronomy to Israel, as God had blessed them to go into the land of promise, he said, you saw how that the Lord God carried you all the way that you went, even unto this place. You saw how he carried you as a father carrying his son all the way to the place that you have reached. So we can look back and say, we've seen how God has provided, how God has blessed, how God has protected, how God has made a way for us and has brought us to where we are today.
Moses,
keep the commandments. Continue to stay with God. And I just believe that when fatherhood look to their Heavenly Father and trust God for that. I can't say that I've been the best father in the world. I can't say I've not made errors or mistakes, but what I can do is acknowledge the Lord in all of my ways that he would direct my path. I can't say that as a father, I believe in bringing my children up according to the commandments of God. I can say I believe, as Joshua said in Joshua 24:15, when he says, now, as for me and my house. As for me and my house. The others may choose what they want. That's your business. But he says, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And that's the kind of household, that's the kind of fathers that we need.
Yes, Lord.
We're going to serve the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Just went in before my time go out. I looked at the verse in the book of Malachi that entreated me very most. And it has to do with the prophecy, even towards the end time. It says in the book of Malachi 4:6, he says, he will turn the heart of the father to the children and the heart of the children to their fathers.
Yes,
that's something
Lord.
To pray. That's something to look forward to. That God to turn the hearts of fathers to their children, and they be concerned about living and being responsible and restoring them. Restore.
Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And the hearts of the
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I believe this day shall come. We should pray that children be, their hearts will be turned back to their fathers, and that fathers be turned back towards their children. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
And that together there'll be a mending that which seemed to be broken in parts.
Yes, Lord.
We've got to be restored. We've got to get back to God.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Where God wanted them. Children,
yes,
Jesus. Wanted us. He strayed so far from his word. Restore is important.
Oh, my goodness.
And I pray that the mission of restore, would reach the hearts of men and women to the place that men will seek their place in God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I think I hear our founder, Sister Beverly Black. May you go right ahead.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I give thanks for yielding to my voice. I want to thank you for your Restore Radio ministry. Praise be to your pastor, your host, and your praise team. You have callers on the line, and we do not want your pastor to believe that you do not have enough time. Sister Ramel has arranged for this show to go for 2 hours. So I would like to know, while I'm on the line, shall we allow a quick round for everyone to be able to give their amen? Can we get a word? Y'all want a word from the amen section, and we'll give pastor time to catch his voice. Y'all want to hear from the amen section?
Yes, we do. Praise the Lord. Yes, we do.
Hallelujah. And thank you so much, Sister Ramel and Sister Wanda, for allowing me to step in your studio and operate this part. I'm going to call out the area code and the first three numbers. So everyone get ready, because you all have similar area code 313. So 313 with the prefix 592. 313, prefix 592. Your line is opening.
This is Sister
Welcome
Lady.
To Restore.
And I thank God for your message and for your ministry and for my pastor giving the word.
Sister Tommy,
say your name again.
Welcome. Sister Tommy Luggy.
Yes, praise the Lord for you.
Praise the Lord.
We thank you. Sir.
Praise the Lord for you.
Thank you, and I thank God for you all.
We're so happy to hear from you. It's a blessing. And
blessing
Pastor
to hear
Thomas
from you,
gave
Sister Luggy.
Us some solid food. We are glad to have you to speak on Restore. Thank you.
And God bless. Line 313-410. Line 313-410. Your line is open.
Welcome.
313-410. Okay, we're moving right along. Some people like to just listen. 310-608. I'm coming for your line. 310-608. Your line is open.
Welcome to Restore.
Another faithful listener. 310-854. 310-854. You're going to hear your line say unmuted, and you are now on 313-854.
All of you callers, it's your time. It's your opportunity.
Your time to speak, callers.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yes,
hello,
we hear you.
Like Brother Thais.
It sure
this
does.
This is me, Sister
hello,
Wanda.
Deacon Thais
yes,
Jackson.
I'm so happy to hear you. We are glad that you're on. And so Sister Lee is sitting here and Sister Michelle. And we thank God for your pastor. Go right ahead.
Yes, yes. Thank you for having me on. And yes, that was a powerful word. Hello there, Sister Lee. And
hello.
Restore Ministry. Praise the Lord. Thank God for Pastor Thomas with their restoring message tonight. Thank y'all.
Thank you. And we are glad to have you be
glad
on board.
Glad to have you on, Deacon Tyese Jackson.
And Michelle is glad that you're talking on behalf of the pastor. And if you just can hold on, you are a newly appointed worker at the church. Is that correct, Brother
that
Tyese?
That is correct. What do you call it, Sister
Ordained.
Lee? Ordained deacon February of this year.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
congratulations.
The Lord.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I'm excited to be on here, so thank you.
Brother Tyese, he's part of Ramel T. Lee and my team. He works with us with Treasures from Heaven, and he's a dedicated worker. He helps us all year along with our projects that the Lord gives us through Treasures from Heaven. And so thank you so much for being a part of this time. Sister Beverly, you can go right along, and we are grateful to have these callers.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Caller 313-384. Caller 313-384. Your line is now open. Caller 313-701. Caller 313-701. Your line is now open.
Now, y'all would do better if we said we're going to give each one of you a $10 million. You step right up.
Oh, well, let me see. No, I'm just playing. We'll conclude that. But thank you so very much for the birthday blessings. I turned 61
welcome,
years
Beverly.
Young, and I'm
praise
honored
God.
For Restore, and have a blessed rest of your show.
Well, we want to thank you for being such a gracious, kind leader.
Yes, Lord, we thank you for that.
So much kindness. We thank you for all you've done for us. And Sister Lee and Sister Barnes, we are grateful. Thankful to have you to show us the way. And she
thank
gave
you, Lord.
Us her birthday year. Wow, she gave us her birthday year. It's a blessing. And I want to say we love you. We love you, love you. And Sister
and I love
Michelle,
you all
can
too.
You sing
and I just...
happy birthday.
Oh,
we'll
no. Save your voice. Save your voice, sisters. I'm going to go back behind the scenes, but I want to allow you to get back to the pastor, and I'm so grateful and thankful. But before I step away, I just want to say that you ladies have been the wind beneath my wings. You know how we met. Wanda wouldn't turn me loose, and then she had Ramel grab me on the other side, and
yeah.
I've been here with them holding my wings up ever since. God bless you, keep you, and thank you for the happy birthday blessings. Continue on the
amazing
show.
We love you with all our heart. Thank you.
Love you, Sister Beverly.
Love you.
Love you.
Okay, Michelle, she said
yes.
That's okay, but Pastor, we're going to let you have some comments, and so our program is going to end in the next 10 minutes, correct? Sister Lee?
Yeah.
Hello?
We don't have any other callers on the line.
Okay, so Pastor Thomas, I want to let each one of us that have heard and been fed the word of God that you gave to us. And I'm just going to say this before Sister Lee speaks and Sister
mm-hmm.
Barnes. We need to have men that are sound and rooted and have good teaching to give to us. Especially in the world we are living in today.
Yes, Lord.
We have
yes, Lord.
So many young men, young ladies that need to hear a word. You know,
yes,
when
Lord.
I was growing up, it was easy to hear instruction because my mother and father in the home both of them were in ministry. My mother, missionary evangelist, my dad, elder ordained in the church. So I constantly heard right and wrong, good and bad, constantly. And it was, you know, in the morning, noon, and night, I heard these words of instructions. And so what you have done today is gave a foundation. And I really, Pastor, I want to say this, Pastor Thomas, I really despise, I really hate people that said, well, I didn't have a good dad or good mom. I hate that, you know, because God put other people in your life to help support you. Okay?
Yes, I said it.
So I hate people that tell you that. Because God sent other people in your life. The Bible said, when my what? Mother and father forsake me,
yes, Lord.
The Lord's going to take me up.
That's right.
So that can't be no better than that. You know, it's a cop-out when people say that. To me, it's a cop-out. Because if my mother and father weren't living by the word, weren't preaching and teaching as they were, and I didn't come up in that kind of environment, still the Lord would save me. He would help me. He would send somebody to me. He's not
yes,
going to turn his back on me. And you gave us these the roles of a father. And all these things that you said, I found them in other people, in other people. There are other people that have been an overseer, a provider, a leader. Someone that gives food for the soul, which you said is the word of God. There's other people that protect us, comfort us, and love us, and have loving kindness. So, Pastor, I don't care. I don't care if people get mad at me and say, well, you should never say that because you don't understand where I'm coming from. I understand because the Lord said when your mother and father forsake you, the Lord is going to take you up.
Yes,
he got
Lord.
Your
yes,
back.
Lord.
He got your back. So,
yes,
you know, my mom and dad are both dead. I still need somebody to love me, to comfort me, to help me, to lead me, protect me. All of these things in my life is a shift. It's shift. And so
yes.
For people to go on 20, 30, 40 years mad about what mama didn't do, daddy didn't do, that's the trick of the devil, because
yes.
It's going to be a shift in your life. So grow up. I'm going to say it. We just got people that's whining and fretting, and they got to have a rattle, and somebody got to love me. Look, the pastor is feeding you the word. He gave you scriptures. I wrote
yes,
down.
Lord. Yes,
second,
Lord.
Corinthians 6, 8. Wait, maybe that's Michelle, but 1 Peter, I have that down. And he told us about Joshua. He spoke to us from all kind of points. I've got so many notes, it looks bad. My paper looks bad. But I'm telling you, God has given us Pastor Thomas to speak
yes,
to you. And I'm talking to the radio audience. Make a decision today and say, this man of God has spoken into my life, and I'm going to take what he gave me, and I will be better. I will do better. And I'm not going to make fun of anybody if you came out of this home or that home. But God shifts us. I'm going to just say, like Joyce Meyer, she tells you about the horror and nightmare in her home. But look, she knew that God would help her. God will bring her through, sustain her. And she got a worldwide ministry. Pastor Thomas have a church located in Southwest Detroit, speaking and teaching. So all of you that are out there, the problem is you don't want to commit to somebody. Did you hear me? You need to commit. If it's a pastor talking and teaching the word of God, it's up to you to bring yourself and be subject, be surrendered under
yes, Lord.
Him.
Yes, Lord.
And I want all of you tonight that are listening on Restore, Restore, what is the title of this program? Restore. So if your life is messed up, shot up, ran over, look, you need to restore, and find out what the word of God is. So, Pastor Thomas, I can preach, I can teach, you hear me, but I'm going to stop. So I'm excited about what you gave to us, and I'm just going to tell you the truth, Pastor. We need fathers in the ministry, and you've taught us, spoke to us as a father. Those of you that are listening, this is a golden message. Please don't put it in the back of your mind.
Yes, Lord.
Please don't put it in a drawer. This is the rules for your life.
Yes, Lord.
He told you that. And I want to say, Sister Barnes opened up with Psalms 23. She said that, Lord, we look into you through Psalms 23. Is that right,
yes,
Sister
Lord,
Michelle?
That's right.
Yes.
Sister Michelle?
To come to him through that prayer. He told Peter how to pray. He said, this is
Jesus.
And
somebody is giving you a word, you need to understand. And I'm going to shut my mouth, but let me tell you this. As a person in life, if you shut out knowledge, you shut off wisdom, you're going to die. You're not going to survive. That's it. If you say, I heard the pastor, but if you don't apply these things, it will help you to grow.
Yeah.
It's just like putting a plant in the ground. If you put a plant in the ground and you don't feed it, you don't water it, you don't put it by the sunlight, don't do the things that it needs, it's going to die. My sweet, wonderful nephew, Jason, bought me a beautiful hanging basket for Mother's Day. And it was so colorful, so green and red and purple and pink and white. Oh, just breathtaking. When I saw it, I screamed. I said, Jason, look at this beautiful plant. And so I told my husband, would you put it on the front porch so we can take care of it? Well, we are busy. My husband's busy. I'm busy. And then when my cousin came over, Patrick, and he said, you want me to check in the plant? He brought it in. I said, no, the plant looks bad. We got to water it. So we watered it, and we transferred it and put it in the pot. Well, yesterday when I went outside, I couldn't believe it. The plant was dead, brown, not green, not red, not purple, not white, brown and dead. Well, that was yesterday. And I said, no, my plant. Well, today, my godchildren came over the house to do some gardening, and I looked at the pot. It was empty. They threw that dead plant away. So I'm telling all of you, if you don't apply these words that the pastor said, Pastor Thomas, you're going to die and dry up. You cannot survive in this world without being fed. So my plant is gone. The beauty's gone. The life is gone. It's gone. So you got to hold on to when somebody give you a word so you can survive. So thank you, Pastor Thomas, for teaching us, speaking to us. And you know we don't have many fathers left among us that will take the time and outline a map for your life. And that's what he did. He told you how to be a father. And so if you hold on to this, it will bring you new life. So I'm going to have Sister Byron speak, and then Sister Lee, you can talk in regards to your pastor, and we're going to let the pastor have closing prayer. Sister Barnes?
Oh, hello, Restore audience. I feel for you because, like many of you, we are all, I call myself still a baby in Christ. I don't care how old I get, and I'm 65 years old. I'm still learning.
Baby.
I'm still growing. And
Amen. We
just all have to know that God knows this too. But our time is running out. We're being attacked on every hand. And attacked living color and before us on TV. This is not just live killings and murders. This is truly a time. Well, the devil is just showing his might here. And we have to stand firm in who we are in Christ.
Amen.
And if not in Christ, then I know you're scared. If you're not in Christ, you don't know
Jesus.
What to do. But there's a Bible. There's a Bible that's available to each and every one of us, from
Hallelujah.
A children's Bible to the adult Bible. Go get your Bible and try Amen. To see God's word, because God's word will not steer you wrong. I give you the scriptures because those same scriptures of yesterday are the same scriptures that will see you through, that will give Amen. You a whole protection, the armor of God that is needed to make it through. We're not just hard on you tonight just because we made it through. We know what it takes to make it through and to
making
be restored every day. It's not just what happened to us yesterday. We're being restored every day that we wake up to a new day into finding, seeking God's word to help us make it through another day. So I just tell you what, I just know that we love you. We love you enough to share with you what has brought us through, what has paved the way. And we just want to share it with you tonight. And I thank you, Pastor. I thank you for having the courage to stand and to give God's word, because everybody doesn't have that kind of courage.
Yes,
you know,
that's right.
Want to tell people what they want to hear, but tell people what thus God has for you. He loves you. We're all his children. We're all his children.
Yes,
and we need him. We need him now more than ever. We need
him. Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
I praise God for those golden words from Sister Michelle, and she lets you know we need it. We got to survive. We need to survive.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Anybody will tell you anything if you want to believe it. But as Michelle said, that Pastor Thomas stood up tall and brave and told us the truth. If you don't like it, it's too bad. It's the truth. The truth will what? Set you
free.
Free. That's right.
We're going to be free. We're not going to be bound up, tied up, and can't make it. The pastor told us the truth. Sister Lee, would you like to have words concerning your precious pastor?
I just want to say God bless you, Pastor Randolph Thomas. You know I love you. And I want to say I am so happy right now to hear that beautiful message from my pastor. You know, you hear a lot of things in life, but there's certain people that really, you really need to allow them to feed into your life. We get a lot of things that are not right in our life, and a lot of people that are not right in our life. We need to hear what the man of God is speaking to us and saying to us. And Pastor Thomas delivered that message to not only the men tonight, but to all of us on our radio listening audience. And I want to say that we all need to be strong in the power of God's might. We don't know the answer to everything, but we know who has the answer.
Yes,
and God is the one that has the answer. And I don't want us to be ignorant about that. If we don't know the word of God, that's why we have the Bible. We have every kind of Bible in the world. But God wants us to be genuine. He wants us to stand tall for him. And when you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you are going to receive the power of the Holy Ghost. So we're not working alone. We're not sitting here trying to figure out how we can be scholars. The word has already been delivered. The word of God is sure. It's true. It withstands the test of time. And if we don't know what we need to know, all we need to do is pray and ask God to help us, because he's not going to lead us in the wrong path. And so we all need to release everything to him. And we have to say, Lord, I don't understand. I don't know. That's why he says, lean not to your own understanding. And in all thy ways, acknowledge me, and I will direct your path. So we have to look to a higher power, which is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
And I thank you, Pastor Thomas. You have led us. You have taught us tonight. You have taught the men. You have taught the women. You have ministered to our very soul, and I am so thankful for the word that God gave you for the men and also for the radio listening audience. And I thank you with all my heart.
Well, Sister Lee, I know that was heartfelt, and we are grateful that Pastor Thomas did speak to us and boldly proclaim the word of God. And as you say, that we have the word, and we have to be responsible. And men and women on Restore, Restore, let this night be a new night for you. Let you open up your heart, your spirits, and be restored. Don't refuse and walk away. There's not many people in our world today that's going to sit down and tell you truth, talk to you from their heart. He's talking from experience that he has lived. Sister Lee, you said he's been married over what? 50
over
years.
Over 50 years.
And been in ministry how long? Almost
1967 that I know of.
Right. And so all those years of ministry, he's speaking from that, speaking from knowledge, speaking from wisdom and experience, and speaking from what the Holy Spirit is leading him to do.
Yes,
so
Lord.
So you
yes,
that
Lord.
Are on Restore, Restore, we love you so much that we wanted you to be fed the truth and to live victorious. At this time, Pastor Thomas, may you speak to us with closing words and a prayer.
Amen. God bless you again, and thank you for the privilege to serve. Thank you, Sister Lee, for the confidence in your pastor. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you.
Yeah.
The word I close with is in the book of St. John, St. John chapter 8 and verse 31 and 32. Verse 32 is what we are familiar with, but I'm going to read 31 and 2. It says, then said Jesus to those Jews that believed on him, if ye continue in my word, that's called restore, restore, restore. If you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
eternal
Lord.
God,
yes.
We thank you tonight. We thank you for this Restore, Restore broadcast. We thank you, dear God, for those who have given their lives this ministry to seek restoration and restore in the lives of men and women and boys and girls.
Yes, Jesus.
We pray, Lord, your divine blessings to continue to flow in this ministry.
Yes, Lord.
In the name.
Continue to open doors and make ways in their ministry.
Jesus,
their
please.
Go as far as the east is to the west.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, please.
To the south, reaching
yes,
souls.
Lord.
For you said in your word that when Jesus. This message has reached the end of the earth, then your speedy return will come.
Yes,
I pray, Lord.
Lord.
And thank you for this listening audience that every year that have been here to hear this word, God, that it will be seeds in their lives that will spring up, dear God, into ways of restoration and souls being saved. We want to say thank you, dear God. And
thank
we pray
you, Lord.
In
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
In the precious name of Jesus, who died on the cross. Us and rose on the third day with all power in his hand. We
yes,
praise
Lord.
You. We love you, we adore you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen,
amen,
amen.
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 Praise the
God
Lord.
God bless you. Prayer.
God bless you.
Get you the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we heard that fervent prayer by Pastor Thomas, and I want to thank him for being with us today. And, Pastor, how can people reach out and touch you? How can they contact you? Give us information about your church address. And I know right now we have irregular worship services, but if you could give us your worship service and time and how people can reach out to you, your email address or any way that phone number, if you would do that for us at this time. And listeners, write it down, phone numbers, address. Those of you that are in the Detroit area, it's worth the drive to come and be in service where the worship is pure and sanctified. So at this time, Pastor Thomas, if you could give us your contact information.
God bless you, certainly. Thank you. And that is the Greater Bethlehem Missionary Baptist Church at 2969 South Fort, F-O-R-T, Fort Street, Detroit, Michigan, 48217. And again, I also want to give you my email address, which is Reverend R-E-V Randolph, R-A-N-D-O-L-P-H, Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, at gmail.com. Amen. Again, that's Reverend
Amen.
Randolph Thomas at gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you're welcome to come share with us on Sunday mornings. Our regular worship services, of course, will reconvene. We hopefully praying that we'll reconvene on the first Sunday in July. We're just waiting to see how and what the Lord is going to say regarding that. That's 11 o'clock is our order of service. Sunday school is at 9:30 on Sundays. And you can share with us in Bible class at 11 o'clock on Wednesday and prayer meeting at 12. God bless you and thank you again. And we hope to be back in touch with you soon.
Well, Pastor, we thank you for that warm invitation. Those of you that were listening, you have an invitation to attend, an open
mm-hmm.
invitation now. And we
Amen.
Know that you will be serviced fully in what your heart desires. We heard him give us the location. And Sister Lee, if you could repeat that again, because we have people that are here in Detroit, and we know that people that live outside Detroit, if you want to go somewhere, you'll go to Farmington Hills, amen. You'll go
amen.
To Mount
yeah.
Clemens, amen. If you want to go to Somerset Mall, amen. You don't
yes,
care sir. How far it is that you got to go to visit Auntie Nim and Grandma Nim and you're going to get in the car and
right.
go. So if you want to go to a church, if you want to go to an amusement park, you're going to go. If you live in Detroit and you want to go down to the riverfront and see the fireworks, oh, yeah, you coming. If you got to go to Belle Isle, you're going to go. Am I right?
That's right.
If you're living in Detroit and you want to go to Belle Isle, you got to say, well, I'm going out east side and I'm a west sider, but you don't care, right? So you're going to go
right.
to a church service that's going to feed you. So if you can shop in the mall, if you can shop east side, west side, I'm sure you can go to a church service and be led of the Lord by the man of God. Sister Lee, if you could repeat that for
All
your
right.
pastor. And
okay.
we know, Pastor, we don't know what your schedule is. But at any time, if you need to be excused, we thank you for coming. If you want to stay on, we appreciate that, too.
All right.
Sister Lee, if you could repeat that again.
Okay, so that's the Greater Bethlehem Missionary Baptist Church, 2969 South Fort, F-O-R-T, Street, Detroit, Michigan, 48217. And Pastor Thomas's email address is R-E-V for Rev Randolph, R-A-N-D-O-L-P-H, Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, at gmail.com. Reverend Randolph Thomas at gmail.com.
Thank you, Sister Lee, and you gave the phone number as well.
The phone number is 313-205-3531.
Praise the Lord. those of you that are Restore, Restore, we want to thank you for being a part of this service today. That's what I'm going to call it, not a radio program, but service. And we thank God for how God has given to us a great, wonderful, outstanding leader in the Word of God. And I'm just going to say this to Pastor Thomas. I am the founder and publisher of the LAMP newsletter, and I would love to list in our newsletter the roles of a father, as you outlined. So let me know, yes or no, if it's permitted. I'm not going to give detail. I'm not going to do your sermon, but I think I copied down from what you said. Number one, going through Psalms 23, that a father's role is an overseer, provider. Number three, a leader. Number four, food for the soul, which he's supposed to give the word of God, that the father should protect us, comfort us, be loving, show loving kindness. So, Pastor, if you consent, I would love to just post that in the LAMP newsletter, put your picture there. And amazingly, the staff that I have, some of them are on the phone right now. So I got Ramel
yes,
Teeley and Michelle Burns and the rest of my staff, which I think is 10 more names or 8 more names. They are part of the LAMP newsletter. And last night when I was tying up the last part of my newsletter, I kept having this one page. And I don't care how many times I try to juggle it, straighten it out, juggle it, and it would be this one blank page. And so last night, I said, I'm going to get this one blank page out of here, Michelle and Ramel. I said, this one blank page, I don't care. I try to juggle this, add a graphic. Every time I got through, it was this white page staring at me. So now I know why that white page is there. So, Pastor Thomas, it would be an honor for you to be featured in our LAMP newsletter. I'm the founder. I'm the boss. I can say it's going in.
That's right.
But I would love for you to leave those words. And our LAMP newsletter goes across the United States into Canada and over into England. Is that right, Sister Lee?
That's
and
right.
Sister
and
Byrne?
Australia.
And all the way to Australia. So
yep.
The word goes all the way to Australia. And in between those places, I have readers in Ireland, and I have a reader in Africa. So the word of God will go on. So if you permit and give the permission, because in writing, you don't just take people's work and put it in. It's not right. I tell people don't be stealing people's thoughts. You're going to get full credit, Pastor Thomas. Everything is going to be your name, your church, all of that. But if you consent to me listing that roles of a father, and I want people to see a man of God that's going to tell you the truth, and we can change some people's life. So, Pastor Thomas, if you're yet with us on the phone, may I have your permission? If you're not on the phone, I'm sure Ramel will do a follow-up and help me.
Yes.
All right, I can understand a pastor's life is full and we can't extend their time. They give us a set time and that's it. I know how the pastors are. They have a full agenda day and night. So I'm going to say to you on Restore, Restore, you're a blessing. We love you. We appreciate you. I hope the rest of you this evening in different time zones. So it's like 9:30 almost here in the eastern zone.
Yeah.
But those of you that are in the Pacific time zone, maybe it's time for you to have dinner with your family. And we want you to have a family dinner. And I thank God, you know, if we weren't quarantined, probably most of us wouldn't even have a family dinner. We might have a family snack or a family, hi, Dad, how you doing? I got to go. But Now we are at home, most of us. So I want to say to those that are listeners, we thank you for being a part of Father's Day, and we thank God for allowing you to share your Father's Day with us. Sister Burns, do you want to have a comment?
Good night. And to all our fathers, we love you. God bless you. We need you. And we're praying for you every day. My heart and prayers go out to you because you have an amazing job and amazing needs that everyone is looking. I'm still looking for
Me
God
too.
To answer
Me
my prayers.
Yes.
So we're praying for you,
yes,
and
Lord.
We love you.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that. And I want to say for the listeners, please pray for Sister Burns because she works with her sister and goes and check on her brother as well. So she's balancing that, and she did have surgery on her foot. And I know how much you love Sister Burns. I know you love her. So pray for her, audience. You love
yes,
Sister
Lord.
Burns because when I put up pictures on Facebook, I get this audience of people like, love, like. So you love her, so pray for her. And Sister Burns is a loving person. I thank her for providing breakfast and lunch for my husband, Jimmy Burnside, and he enjoyed it for Father's Day. She always is reaching out. Thank you, Sister Burns, for the breakfast and lunch and everything you did to make Jimmy Burnside happy. Thank you. And I want to say to Sister Lee that for Sister Lee listeners, her precious brother went home to be with the Lord this March, and that was her twin brother.
Yes.
And so for her, it's a time of reflection, of remembering. And her brother was an outstanding father, loving, patient, tender, kind, and caring. And I used to always enjoy speaking to Ramel's brother when he was over at her home, and he would always say, "How you doing, Sister Burnside?" And I would say, "I'm doing pretty good, Pastor." I'm not Pastor, Reverend Lee. I said, "I'm glad to talk to you." And so I know for Sister Ramel, it's a time of memory, reflection, and we want you to know, Sister Lee, we love you. We're praying continuously for you. And to hold
Thank
on.
You so much.
We're looking
yes,
to
Lord.
The Lord. Our strength comes from him.
Yes,
and we're
going
to continue to do that. And Sister Lee, if you'd like to have a remark.
Well, I just want to say to the listening audience, we're so thankful that you stayed on the line and got blessed for another 30 minutes, and that's a miracle from God. And I thank Sister Beverly for extending our time like she did for Mother's Day. And I thank my pastor for coming on and blessing us. And thank you so much, Michelle Barnes, for that beautiful, fervent prayer. And, of course, to our beloved Wanda Burnside, you know we love you. And,
I love all of you.
And just be blessed, everyone. God bless you.
Thank you, Sister Lee. And as we get ready to close out, again, we thank Pastor Thomas to be with us.
Yes,
he's blessed
Lord.
Us greatly. And Ramel, please follow along and see if he gives me permission to print that information.
All right, I'll do that.
In our newsletter. In closing, for all of you that are listening, this past month has been a nightmare because as we reflect on Father's Day, in the home of the Floyd Pence family is sadness. Please continue to pray for our country.
Yes,
pray
Lord.
For our leaders on the local and state and nationwide.
Yes,
pray
Lord.
For the Floyd family. He has a daughter, and I'm sure she remembers the cards and little things she did. And so as they grieve continuously, for their brother. The funeral did not end it. It was just a beginning of several missing events. You missed Father's Day. He's going to miss the 4th of July, the barbecues, the cookouts. They're going to miss what happened, whatever they did at Thanksgiving, whatever they did at Christmas. So let's hold each other in prayer. Let's continue to pray for this nation. Pray for those that are leading us, those that are law enforcers. Pray for our nation. Pray for the world. We are in a point for change. I want to thank you for being a part of Restore, Restore. And to our radio, I don't want to say just CEO, to our radio special sweetheart, thank you again. May God bless all of you.
God bless you.
Restore, Restore. Good night.
Good night.
When I was a child, before life removed all the innocence, my father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell asleep. Then up as he would carry me, and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. How I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. Ooh. When I and my mother would disagree, to get my way I would run from her to him. He'd make me laugh just to comfort me, yeah, yeah. Then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, he left a dollar under my sheet. Never dreamed that he would be gone from me. If I one final dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. Cause I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. Sometimes I'd listen outside her door, and I'd hear how my mother cried for him. I pray for her even more than me. I pray for her even more than me. I know
Sweet Home. God bless America.
Please, let America.